talking with Bobby Gaunt of Consolidated Government Committee, the effort to try to pass a ballot initiative on November the 5th that would eventually lead to consolidation of the municipal governments of Saugatuck and Douglas. You and your group have sent letters to both the Saugatuck and Douglas City Councils, I believe, again expressing your sentiments about the benefits of consolidation and try to refute some of their arguments against it. As we speak, with about 6 weeks or so to go before the election, where do things stand right now in trying to get Saugatuck Douglas Yes passed on November the 5th?
Well, the campaigns are actively underway, and basically we continue to try to talk to every voter that we can relative to the benefits of consolidation and really explain what's at stake here in terms of the future. We have the ability through consolidation to save $500,000 a year, every year. And there are real challenges that our community is facing. And based on the response or lack of response from the current city governments, basically there is no plan in place to really address those issues.
Now, something I asked you when Saugatuck Douglas Yes was unveiled earlier this year, once the ballot initiative did clear all the hurdles, was the fact of having this vote in November or in August. Now, to a certain extent, hindsight is 20/20. Is it really beneficial for the CGC to have this now in November, or did you feel, or do you feel that perhaps it would have been better to strike while the iron was hot back in August?
I still would have preferred that the vote be held in August, but it wasn't. So the reality is that we have more time on the upside to get in front of voters and make sure that everyone, when it goes to the polls and when they do go to the poll, they understand what's at risk if they don't support consolidation.
Now, some of the things that the opposing group that is trying to defeat this, plus the two city councils who are not in favor of this, is saying is that some of the claims made by the CGC about cost savings are erroneous at best and maybe completely misleading at worst. Has that been the biggest hurdle trying to clear? Is that to clear some of the misconceptions that perhaps have been brought out by the opponents of this effort?
It's certainly been challenging. In fact, that's why the cities paid the Citizens Research Council $10,000 to conduct an independent study that would verify the savings. And lo and behold, when the report was all said and done, the CRC maintained that the savings at a minimum would be around $500,000. So it's been verified independently, and I don't know what more anybody could do to basically verify those numbers. I mean, this is the CRC study was the fifth study over about 10 years that's been done, and all the numbers come back the same, a minimum of $500,000 in savings a year.
Bobby Gaunt is joining us, and as you and members of Saugatuck Douglas Yes tried to get your point across and to get the sentiment at the ballot box. Are you getting a sense that people are pretty much open-minded on this, and that even though you might present your argument one way and those against it might present it another way, it's still pretty much sort of teetering on the edge one way or the other on this?
No, I describe it as a cliffhanger, actually. But the encouraging thing to me, and I've never been involved in a political campaign before, to this degree anyway, and one of the efforts that we're making is basically going door-to-door to talk to people and to answer their questions. And we did our first door-to-door a couple Saturdays ago. And I did not, all the people I talked to, there was not one no. There was a lot of tell me more. Really excellent conversations, and people are genuinely interested in learning the facts. And then once they learn the facts, the bias seemed to be toward yes, in favor of consolidation. So basically, I think it's just getting out there, making sure everyone understands what the facts are and what's at risk, and then they choose.